from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Thanks again to the great Brett Boone joining us. Most Wednesdays we get to chat with Brett Boone, and he always gives us some great stories, today included. His 2 home run derby experiences.
What's going on?
I don't, can people hear that or not in the background? I have no idea. You had the door open, so that's kind of that's on you. They have doors.
It's 100 degrees.
They have soundproof doors, but they only work if you keep them closed.
It's 100 degrees in here.
So, you know me.
Look at me. Always that guy. Jesus.
I'm not.
I know who.
Yeah, you know who it is.
I'm not conspiracy theory guy, but I was listening to Matt Scraby and Chris Ello yesterday.
Okay.
And I had to finally. I mean, Scraby is Mr. Conspiracy Theory. I had to finally nod in an agreement in one. He said he called the Dodgers' placing of Tyler Glasnow on the injured list, Fugazi.
I don't know that that's a conspiracy. That's just absolute fact.
I think he might be right about this one.
100%.
He's already approaching career high in innings. They need him for the playoffs. They need him to take a little break here. Right around the All-Star break is a good time to do it. And the reasoning that they gave, playing a little catch, felt some back tightness.
Got my tight back.
Is as unconfirmable as any injury you can have in Major League Baseball.
Hurts so bad.
Now, remember, they've punished GMs for fake injury list trips, so you have to be careful. You have to pick something that really is hard to dispute. It's not going to show up on an X-ray or an MRI or anything. It's just a little
sore
back tightness that can last 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, however long you need it to last, it can last.
It's just discomfort. It's just, I got a little discomfort back
and there. And I had to go, yeah, you're probably right.
No, there's no
and
question.
It's probably the smart thing for the Dodgers to do. Is it technically against Major League Baseball's rules?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. The Dodgers are likely cheating the system at the moment.
I'm shocked.
Would A.J. Preller be totally opposed to doing that if it worked in his team's favor? No, I don't think he would be.
It's called circumventing.
Yeah.
Gaining the edge, the inch, and that's what they did. And it's smart. It's absolutely smart.
Sounds like, sounds a little fake.
Yeah.
So I finally agreed with one of his conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's a smart thing to do.
They do have pitching issues.
They do.
Bobby Miller got lit up yesterday by, it's the Phillies, but Dodgers, they have not been the team that they expected to be. Glasnow has been pretty good.
He's been really good.
A little inconsistent lately, but they want to save him for the end of the year.
Yeah, they want to save him. They want to limit those innings. I mean, again, that's when you need Tyler Glasnow. If they can find a way to keep him sharp and have him ready for October, yeah, man, they're a whole different team. With Yamamoto coming back and you know, Kershaw, I guess I'll believe it when I see it. You know, all that Walker Buehler seems to me that he's he's got some work ahead. Dustin May is still coming back for them. I mean, they have some reinforcements, but, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you know, Walker Buehler may not be Walker Buehler for the next year.
He's not great at all. Like, he's not good in the slightest.
One other pitching note. Yesterday, Blake Snell was back and actually looked kind of like Blake Snell. Yeah. 5 innings, 1 hit. Walked 3, struck out 3.
It's perfect.
Got a no decision. Giants came back to win over the Blue Jays on a walk-off with 2 in the 9th. Yusei Kikuchi struck out 13. Now, he's a guy that is going to be of interest to a lot of teams here at the trade deadline.
No question.
And seems to be in good form right now as well. Not at all. I mean, he's not a Hall of Famer, but for teams that are desperate for pitching, he is looking very attractive at the moment. Don't know if the Padres are showing interest, but he's a name you're going to hear a lot of, I think, over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, the Blue Jays are going to be a really interesting team, as Brett Boone just said. I mean, Kevin Gausman, you know, Jose Barrios, all these guys, they're Vladdy Jr. I mean, somebody could potentially make a move for a lot of those good players on that team if they're willing to pay what it costs, but it just, they tried really hard in Toronto. I mean, it would signal the end of, like, all right, we're going to have to back to the, which is nuts. I mean, which is nuts, because there wasn't one person among us 5 years ago that didn't say, oh, yeah.
I see what they're doing.
They're coming for MLB.
I mean, it'd be like the Orioles in a year or two, just shipping everybody out.
The 2024 ALCS was supposed to be the White Sox against the Blue Jays.
That's right.
They had all the young stars two teams.
Yeah.
And now they're both in last place.
Yep. Crazy.
Very strange.
Life comes at you fast, man.
All right, let's get some more headlines with Paulie. Time for the Rindle Report. Carl, take it away.
Getting started here, Carl, with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Great.
Wanted to start off in the world of Major League Baseball.
You're hungry? That's how I feel. Yeah, I'm hungry. You asked me how I'm doing. I'm hungry.
By the way, because you're not staying for the roundtable, don't think you can just grab pizza on your way out.
Ooh.
That is off limits to tomorrow. You want to stay for 15 minutes? You can have a slice or two.
I didn't even think about it, but now, just to anger you, I'm at least getting like a breadstick for the drive over to Manny Camp.
You just be like all the sales staff.
Just lurching around. Sorry, Paulie. Hey, but no, you asked me. I told you. I'm hungry.
I'm glad you told me.
All right.
Asked and answered. We will start off in Major League Baseball. I got some funny audio here. We're going to go to Detroit. Tigers, Guardians yesterday. Things have not gone well for Javi Baez this year. He's played in 55 games, 203 plate appearances, and he's hitting 182. Just one home run. Things have not been going well for him.
Bank account disagrees.
He makes a base salary of $25 million.
I think Woods and I both Googled Javi Baez contract at the same time.
He signed 6 years, 140. By the way, 6 years was when what started? The Ben and Woods program. He was a free agent, and I was like, you have a chance to get Javi Baez. You take it. Absolute moron. Can you imagine? We have contracts we feel are albatrosses. This is an albatross. This is a brutal, brutal, brutal albatross.
Yeah, like I said, Javi Baez batting 182, just one bomb. Home run. It's not going well, and he took exception to getting drilled by a pitch yesterday. And listen to this from the broadcast of yesterday's game, Guardians and Tigers.
He got hit. I'll tell you what, Salem's just all over the place. Baez chirping. Look, Javi, you're hitting way under 200. Nobody's hitting you on purpose.
There's also an 81-mile-an-hour slider.
It was a slider on the butt, dude. That's so
good. You're hitting way under
200. Not that it wouldn't hurt. I mean, nobody's, I don't want to get hit by 81 either, but that one is not a purpose pitch.
Man, somebody goes, I'm surprised Baez didn't swing at that pitch. Did you ever see the gift that went around of 50 Cent throwing and Javi Baez name superimposed.
The overlay,
I almost peed my pants the first time I saw it. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how does that happen? How does that happen? The fall off, how does that happen?
I mean, he hasn't been good for a while.
Mazone says 6 years sounds a lot better than 10. That's also a very, very astute point. We like to hand out the decade-long contracts. He says 6 years is, I guess, much more doable.
Got a local note here. Kind of a bummer, but San Diego State football Mountain West preseason poll is just announced, and the Aztecs picked 8th by the media.
Out of 12.
Yeah.
I mean, the media could be wrong. We're often wrong about things. You were wrong about Javi Baez.
I was.
Maybe the media will be wrong about San Diego State. Maybe they'll finish 11th.
You know,
they could.
They could.
Every sport has their media day. You know, some sports may not get the same attention as football media day or basketball media day, but every sport's got them. And we get the emails from the local colleges and all their PR departments. They send out, you know, hey, the men's lacrosse team is picked 4th in the preseason poll. San Diego State in the Mountain West, like, no matter the sport, top 3 sure. every single preseason poll.
Basketball, usually 1 or 2.
Like, they are the flagship school of the soon-to-be-no-more Mountain West. And saw the football team was picking.
It's 8th. I think the thinking would be that in your first year, so much turnover, all the players that left in the portal, bringing in new players, that it's going to be tough to put together a kind of a cohesive team in your first season. We'll see. I mean, that's, you know, the offense is supposed to be exciting. I guess we'll just have to wait and find out if it really will be.
But what do you think, Woods?
8th is not going to be something that I think gets J.D. Wicker super excited if that's where they finish in the Mountain West this year. Woods, got some thoughts on San Diego State football?
No.
Not really? They don't even have a quarterback named yet.
No, is there a safety, perhaps, that could play quarterback, maybe? No.
Yeah, the program just needs to be better. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. But right now, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, almost like they could use help selling tickets and whatnot, drumming up some excitement. But
speaking of SDSU, just saw that Kawhi Leonard is off Team USA.
Yeah, I saw that
too. For the Olympics.
What happened?
Let me guess. I don't know the story yet.
Let me guess, he says.
I'm going to say there's some sort of injury issue.
Oh, wait.
Balky right knee.
The balky knee.
Is acting up again.
That's a balky knee.
What is balky? I have a balky knee right now.
Think of a pitcher. When you balk, you kind of you go and you kind of stop, and it's like a knee that sort of works and then kind of stops working all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's balky.
Yeah.
And then maybe it starts working again, like, and then it stops working.
Like, you feel like my knee could give out on
any second.
At any moment here. I should probably just lay low for a little while.
Yeah, dude. All
right.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I got another local story here for our third one. Taco Bell has something that they are doing here in San Diego. Next month, they are launching a retirement community for young people.
Excuse me.
For the weekend.
Community for the young.
Yes.
How young is young?
They're targeting this towards Gen Z.
What am I? Gen X. What are you?
No,
I'm Gen X.
I think you're...
We're Gen X.
I thought I was a little younger. I thought maybe it was Gen Y.
No, we're Gen X, dude.
Well, you figure that out. I'll tell you about the cantinas. Up. So this is for Taco Bell Rewards members, which all you have to do is just go to their website or their app and sign up, and you can be a rewards member. And they're opening a retirement community for young people, and it's not an actual permanent living facility or anything like that. It's just a weekend, August 17th and 18th.
Okay.
They're not saying the location, but when you go on their website, as I did this morning, they show a pin placed on a map, and it looks like it's is it La Valle, up in Rancho Santa Fe, the country club?
La Valle Coastal Club.
La Valle Coastal Club.
Yeah, it used to be Morgan Run, but they changed the name.
Look at him perk up, by the way.
Yeah, he's like, oh, what?
By the way, I have a question for you guys.
It was Whispering Palms before it was Morgan Run.
Do we need Taco Bell speakeasies? I mean, do we really need... Can't we just go to Taco Bell if you want? Do we need a speakeasy for Taco Bell? I'm here.
Speakeasies are kind of cool.
They are, but for illegal whiskey and women.
It's not illegal, though. It's legal now.
I understand.
It's just a hidden door.
But you know what
I'm
saying.
It's a bar behind a hidden door.
Just go get Taco. Is Taco Bell cool enough to deserve a speakeasy or something? That's what I'm saying.
So
what do we have to do speakeasies for? Hey, tune in tomorrow. We're going to let you know what radio station to listen to on Benwood. Not everything needs a speakeasy or a pop-up.
It's a password. We need a password to get in.
God.
We were just talking earlier in the show about how things always come back full circle. Old video games is what we were talking about. And so Taco Bell is leaning into Gen Z. Like, look, vinyl records have had a huge revival. Baseball cards have had a huge revival over the last few years. Pickleball now is a huge sport in America. So they're leaning into, they're like, okay, well, let's have pickleball. Because that used to be an old person's retirement home.
Yes, true.
Activity. So they're having this weekend where for you can get day passes for $50 or you can get for $150 two-night stay at the cantinas is what they're calling it.
Where do you sleep?
And they're going to have a Taco Bell dining experience and activities.
Oh, you mean like going to Taco Bell? It's the same dining experience. You go eat Taco experience. Bell. That's
pickleball,
what we used to call it.
Croquet, painting classes, knitting circles.
All right, dude.
Everything's going to be, early bird special.
I'm about to short my brain out.
What retirement things would you enjoy the most?
Watching TV, sitting on my ass.
I mean, obviously, I'm golf.
Golf, too.
Golf would be great. My mother plays Mahjong.
Now. Mahjong?
Yeah.
I think it's the new... dice?
No, it's like tiles.
Tiles, that's right.
Like
that's
tiles. Right. And she got her Mahjong group, and they play Mahjong.
Golf will be a retirement activity. Making love to my wife.
You can't do it every day because you're getting old, so it's sure tiring.
Can. Oh, making love to my wife or playing golf?
Both, actually.
That's fair. We don't
Taco
need...
Bell also is not something you probably should do every day in retirement either.
Somebody said, yeah, it is the illusion of exclusivity. Oldest marketing trick in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, tier ones, you guys are a real exclusive group. Yeah. You know what's exclusive? We'll take all of you.
Don't,
any of you.
Don't tell your friends.
Tell all of your friends to listen to Ben and Woods. Oh my Lord. We don't need speakeasies for everything. You just go get Taco Bell.
This is like the overnight weekend speakeasy.
Well, technically, we have our member stream.
We do.
Which is kind of like the Ben and Woods speakeasy.
A little bit.
For the exclusive password members.
The secret society of Taco Bell.
I didn't know, because I think I saw something about like a speakeasy now. They have like the Taco Bell cantinas, which are kind of like a... Like, I've been to the one in Vegas. It's right on the strip. It's like two stories, kind of a nightclub style, but it's still
a Taco Bell nightclub.
But it's the same thing. You go up to the counter, you order your Taco Bell, you get your cheesy gordita crunch, and you go and sit at a normal table.
It reminds me of those, like, Sprite commercials where, like, high school kids pull up to us, like, yeah! They're all raging, and they're like, big tubs full of Sprite. I'm like, what planet are we on? And am I supposed to believe this? That all you kids are, and they're cheersing, Ben, like, you look at me, I look at you, and they're like, yeah! And they're just chugging Sprite at this high school party. It's just incredible. Well, all right, Taco Bell Cantina. I'll just go to Taco Bell and get some. I think. I don't need to be in, like, a newsboy hat and, like, sneaking around a back alley to get into a Taco Bell.
No, this is like you're at a retirement home.
Retirement home.
So you get to, you'll be in bed by 6 p.m.
The thing about Taco Bell that we like, you get in, you eat, you get out, and you go home to the toilet. And that's, it takes 15 minutes all in. So good stuff, Paul. You like that. Good story.
I just saw a story that Taco Bell's meat is 88% meat.
Better than I thought.
Yeah. There was this lawsuit a few years ago. They said that they thought it was only like 36% beef, but it was proven wrong. Taco
36.
Bell beef is actually 88% beef.
I had a buddy.
12% spices and binders.
Binders. Yeah. I had a buddy that worked there, and I didn't eat there for a while. It took a while. It took many years. I eat there once a year now. Paulie and I do when we go to Fantasy Camp. It's the day I look forward to the most of the year. I'll be completely honest with you.
It is legitimately the only time of the year I go to Taco Bell.
That's it. Same with me. Going maybe right, one other time, but that's it.
Like right twice. There on Bell Road.
That's right. That's right.
It's been a couple of years since I've partaken. Thank you, Paulie. Thank you, Paulie. Good job on the Rindle Report. All right, we'll come back. You want to play some of that Manny audio from yesterday?
Sure.
All right, Manny.
Why was anybody surprised by any of this?
I know. Have you talked about Manny's audio?
I love the outrage. Like, have you not been here since he's been here? It's very weird.
It's Manny being Manny.
Manny being Manny every Manny time.
Really trying, I think, to try to make a connection.
Correct. It's just...
But people were not, I don't know, people were confused or they weren't feeling it. But we'll play some Manny audio when we come back with Bennett Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I saw the video. I think Sammy Levitt posted it at our 97.3 The Fan SD Twitter account yesterday of Manny Machado in the clubhouse pregame, kind of being playful with reporters a little bit.
Too.
That's what I thought. And
boy, people got mad.
The reaction wasn't necessarily what I think Manny was going for, but I certainly understood where he was coming from. You want to play the? Let's play the audio here. A couple minutes of Manny interacting with reporters and trying to just have a little back and forth going.
I know you have personal expectations of being in the playoffs every single year. When you have this roster and you have five guys that are all-stars, does it just amplify that expectation even more?
You see, I don't like the word expectations. You know, I think, that's something people always like to put out there, is expectations. I mean, I think we expect to go out there and win every single day. I mean, this is what we play the game for. I mean, I don't think anyone wants to be a loser, you know, so... We got to go out there and play our game. And I think, you know, whenever you have guys playing well, things go well for you. But at the end of the day, it's about what this team could do day in, day out, every single night. And, you know, this whole team has been doing it every single day for the whole year. So we got to continue doing that. And I think that's expectation we have in here as a group is to do that. You know, expectation. Look at that. You say it, now I got to say it. You know, that's why I don't like the word, because now you're putting it in my mouth. I didn't say the word. You're putting it in my mouth. So you see, that's why I don't like words. That's why you guys always put us in these situations. And then now we get caught, and then now I'm all over social media because, you know, you put something in my mouth, which I didn't say. And now I just keep repeating expectations. So, no, I mean, we just got to go out there and compete, continue to compete. You know, I think we got a really good group of guys here that, you know, we can do something special this year, and we're going to continue to, you know, thrive for that.
Yeah, nothing's changed. This is no different interview than I've ever heard.
No, and here's what I think he's trying to convey.
Quite frankly, that was more lively than he usually is.
No, it was playful.
I thought it was good. Basically, what Manny is saying, and I understand this, anytime you put a season expectation on, like, our expectation is to win the World Series.
Correct.
Really, you're doing a disservice to your team. You know, Manny says our expectation, we'd go out, we want to win every single game. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. But if your expectation is to go 500, well, what good does that do? You could exceed expectations, and that's great, but ultimately, it doesn't really make a difference. You're trying to win as many games as you can, be there at the end of the season, and then let the chips fall where they may and hopefully make a deep playoff run. And whether you win 84 games and do that, or 88, 91, all of putting expectations does is create some artificial target that doesn't really mean anything.
I did see our buddy Chris is amazing as well. He's definitely taking on the personality of his manager. I started dying laughing. Did we play Schilt's audio from last night, Paulie? The one where he's it's a little creased. I love
asking about the lack of offense the last couple of games.
I like
in the post game press conference.
I like when
AC asked him. You know, like, look,
do you have it?
Yeah, I got the. Right, I don't have AC's question, okay. But he basically was saying, like, look, I know you just said, you know, Gilbert's an all-star pitcher, right. But like Ryan Nelson for Sunday, like, he's not an all-star. He's somebody that you know very well in your division, and the offense still wasn't there. What do you have to say for the lack of offense the last couple of games?
Yeah, I can't live in the past with Nelson, man. You know, if we're gonna live in the past, let's appreciate the good offense prior to that.
Right.
But I think we just addressed that Gilbert. Pitch like an all-star night was really effective.
So not really any sort of correlating thing. You got four hits in both of those two.
I think if you look across this league over 162 games, you're going to have back-to-back games where it doesn't go as well as you like offensively. I think
that's a good answer.
That's just going to happen. We don't like it to happen, clearly.
That's a good answer.
But,
that's fine.
I mean, we've got a really good offense, and you know, we trust our guys completely.
That is a more than fine answer of, hey, man, in this freaking game
but
that we love.
It's also a legitimate question.
The Padres.
Padres have not had an at-bat with a runner in scoring position in either of their last two games. Do you know the last time that happened? Kevin had it in his newsletter this morning. 1974.
What happened?
The last time the Padres had two straight games without having an at-bat with a runner in scoring position. They were 0-for-0 with runners in scoring position the last two games. They have not had a guy standing on second or third base in either of the last two games. Now, they scored runs on home runs as they pass second and third, but they have not had actual rally with a guy out there on second or third base in either of the last two games.
Now, yeah, no, and Andros says, the problem I had with it is he says he can't live in the past, but when we would have a bad series, he's like, well, what about all those good games we just had? Yeah, he absolutely does that, which, again, there's no way to answer. There wasn't, and it's a fair question, and we do it to Schilt all the time. We ask a fair question, and he's like, I don't know, what do you want me to say? And I'm like, I don't know, just give me some BS. That's what I want. That's what I'm asking for. Say something funny or give me some BS. Because again, Ben, if he knew what the problem was with having four hits and two games, and you know what he would do? He would fix it.
And he may be right. There may be no problem. It is just two games out of 162. Might just be a coincidence. The guys just didn't see the ball well for two games, and it could be over today. They could score 11 runs today.
Yeah, I don't know. If you asked me, if I was the skipper, but if you asked me the same question, I don't know how
it could
answer.
Also be the sign of a, like an impending slump.
No.
That doesn't, you know. So you ask the question. Do you see anything to worry about here?
Yeah, I see us going off the cliff right now. That's what I see. I see us going
cliff. You can just say, no, you know, I think it's just one of those, you know, couple day stretches you get in the course of a regular season. And that, you know, it happens. I expect us to bounce back. We've shown before that we, you know, bounce back many times from other games where we haven't hit, just like every team does. And fully expect us to bounce back today.
Jeter says media overanalyze games daily is wild. No, listen, then if daily numbers weren't important, then they should just put out weekly stats. Just weekly. Like, we don't do daily. We're going to see how you played this week. We're going to see how you played this
week. Mike would love that.
He would absolutely love that. Absolutely. And there's different ways to look at
it. I love that.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you would.
You get a report every week. Yeah, Padres went 4-3 this week.
How fantastic.
Is the team.
It's great.
Go ahead, analyze that week. Well, it sounds like they did all right. But you know what? When they lost the three games in the middle of that week in a row and they were held to two hits, yeah, we all panicked a little bit. But now we don't have to. We can just go week by week.
Michael says it's rather astonishing how much this team struggles with fair and frankly easy questions that they can BS their way through. I don't think they can. That's what I'm saying, is like they're not BSing their way through.
You know, sometimes it's a sign that you actually have good people if they can't do that.
That's, like, yeah, true.
They have trouble like not being honest and being disingenuous, and they just want to give you the real thoughts, and you don't like the real thoughts.
But what's weird about Manny is since the day he got here, he's been like, no, we're just playing one game at a time. Good Lord willing, things will work out. You know, I mean, anytime he tries to go off script, he gets dragged too. It's funny. Interesting.
All right, we will come back. Final segment of Ben and Woods. Got a game tonight. Well, not quite tonight. Not quite this afternoon.
Kind of
on the cusp of both this evening as the Padres go for at least a series split against the Seattle Mariners. Get to that coming up next with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fam. So my son yesterday, my older son, not the one who's celebrating the birthday today.
Happy 19th, Graham.
Said he wasn't listening to the show, but saw on our TikTok account the impromptu karaoke edition of you playing John Fogerty and me singing out center field yesterday. And he said, that was surprisingly good by both of you.
A song that you said you don't like but got way into singing.
Well, I'm not going to give it a half effort. If you're going to play guitar and you told me you wanted me to sing, I'm going to jump in and do my best. But as I said, it's not my favorite song, and you put me on the spot to sing it. And he said, I was surprised. That was pretty good, actually.
People are very surprised we have a TikTok. Yeah, I haven't. I've never logged into it. Polly puts stuff
on there. I assume it's been Polly who's been putting things out
there. Well, it's not me, and it's not you.
That I'm worried who's in charge of our TikTok.
Yes.
I didn't see that on our Twitter feed yesterday.
I don't know. Instagram.
Yeah, I missed it on the Twitter feed, but it was on Instagram and TikTok.
I would like a Ben and Woods karaoke night. That'd be a really fun night out. Really, really fun.
Add it to the list.
Came out today, born again, there's new grass on the field.
He was like, yeah,
around
the excited.
Third, heading for home. It's a brown-eyed, handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel.
Pause. He's doing the accent again.
The Texas Rangers?
The Texas Rangers.
Isn't that part of singing?
Everyone can understand.
It's kind of a country-ish song. I mean, you know. CCR, there's a bit of country twang to John Fogerty.
Why are you doing this against Southern Ben?
Well, I'm doing it because it's time to give away some tickets to John Fogerty.
The Texas Rangers. Everyone,
John Fogerty at the Rainy Shell on September 4th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But if you want to win a pair, be the fourth caller right now, 833-288-0973. John Fogerty.
Why are you Irish now?
97.3 The Fan.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
There it is.
It's incredible.
Call now, 833-288-0973. Paulie will answer the phones.
97.3. I love Southern Bend so much. I don't know where this has come from.
The Texas Rangers.
Texas. It's just brilliant. Brilliant.
Texas. Let's check traffic, give Paulie a chance to answer a phone or two, and we'll come back with today's Padres matchup and a little more to wrap things up here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. One more against the Seattle Mariners before the Atlanta Braves come to town this weekend. Of course, you think of Atlanta, you think of the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
So good.
Charlie Daniels Band.
Chicken in the bread pan picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no. Is that how it goes? No. Chicken in the bread pan. Holly's talking in the background.
I don't even know. He talks so fast. I don't really know all the lyrics, but.
Chicken in the bread pan picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no. So good.
That's the fiddle right there.
Holly, play a little
which is just what they call the violin in the South.
That's what we call the violin.
The fiddle.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the Braves are coming to town this weekend. First, though. One more against the Mariners today. 3:40. There it is.
That is not the devil went down.
It's not.
That is one of my. Oh God, I saw stars. That's one of my favorite sound clips that we've ever played.
Just that one.
Yeah, so good. All right, what's happening?
So we got 3:40. First pitch. Sammy Leavitt with the. There it is.
The devil gets your soul. I kind of like the other one.
I feel like the devil plays fair in the song, at least.
He does.
He knows when he's been beat.
Yeah, he knows when he...
And he gives up that fiddle made of gold to Johnny.
He had the power to say, I'm the devil.
I know.
Taking...
It's like, I think I won.
Curse
you
know to hell.
I think I won. I'm taking your soul. But now he knew he had been beat.
Yeah, sorry. Like I tell Bo, I'm the dad. That's why I get to do this. I'm the dad.
It's a pretty honorable devil in that song.
Very much so.
He knows he's been beat.
Ben and Woods.
Johnny's the best that's ever been.
Ben and Woods devil supporters, apparently.
So, yeah, we got Eco Water SoCal pregame show at 2:40 this afternoon. Kind of an unusual start time for the finale to this quick two-game series. And again, it's a two-gamer because the Padres will go up to Seattle later the season to finish their natural rivalry four-game series against the Mariners. Bryce Miller, not the UT columnist, but the pitcher for the Mariners on the mound, 6-7, 3.84 ERA. Michael King. For the Padres, 7-5, 3.51. And Michael King's been throwing pretty well lately.
He has.
They'll need a nice effort from him today as they look to snap their three-game losing streak, get back, and one more win at least assures a winning record prior to the All-Star break.
I'd like
to do better than that.
Me too.
Don't want him to be just hovering a game above 500, but better than a long losing streak going into the break. So,
would we put up more than 6 runs off of the UT's Bryce Miller? Is what I want to know. Or is he below hitting speed? But this Bryce Miller that we're going to be facing today is they have these guys on the Seattle Mariners. I mean, again, you want to if. I know they scored some runs last night. If this team had an offense, they do have the pitching that could propel them, Ben, to a World Series if healthy. They've got this dude is a 6-pitch pitcher, velo guy. I mean, he's 4-seamer, sinker, split finger, sweeper is mostly what you're going to see, and he does mix in a cutter, a knuckle curve, and a slider. Very little, but he's a 4-seam, 2-seam guy, and the splitty is pretty nasty as well. The sweeper will get you. I mean, he's basically a 4-pitch pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the numbers say whatever you want. He hasn't been good away from. He's been great in Seattle and poor away from Seattle. 2-4 with a 6.28 ERA in road
95,
games.
But you know, 95 max.
He's got good stuff. Yep. I mean, you know, the reason the Mariners are in first place is because of their pitching,
not
because of their offense. Concerning that they got both the Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh both feeling good going into the game today. That's just going to make Michael King's job a little bit tougher because both of those guys had big games yesterday and are probably coming in with a little bit of confidence. What's Cal Raleigh's nickname again?
I don't know.
Big Dumper?
Big Dumper.
Oh, big
yeah,
Dumper.
Big Dumper.
Big
got two home runs yesterday. One off, of course, Major. The other off Yuki Matsui later in the game. But, you know, they got the back end of their bullpen. Estrada, Suarez.
Of the plate yesterday, too, didn't
yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but back into the bullpen is rested and ready to go. If Michael King can give him, six innings, 6+, what he's been doing lately, no reason why the Padres can't win this game and, end the losing streak at 3. Nip it in the bud.
Offense got to show up today, certainly. I guess I didn't really have. I kind of understood last night with Logan Gilbert. Like you said, I mean, he was. You look up and you're 0-2. If you're not up there looking for a first punt and try to get a knock on, you looked up your 0-2. He was around the plate all night. He had 80-some-odd pitches in the eighth inning. And it was just like, all right, well, clearly this is not our night at all. And that's after getting touched up a little bit by Crony. I mean, it just he was all around the plate, didn't walk. And he walked Higashioka, I think that was it, right? And he was just dominant. So, hey, man, move on, flush it, go out and win today, split the series.
And, you know, we did see that even as much as he struggled, Adam Mazur did strike out 6 yesterday. The Mariners strike out more than any other team in baseball. Michael King can get some strikeouts, too. I mean, this is a lineup that Michael King should be able to, you know, get some swing and miss on and hopefully take advantage. You just got to avoid what Adam Mazur did is, you know, the home runs, the big damage in, you know, certain innings. And, you know, Michael King certainly has the capability to do that and has done that much better here over the last couple of months of the season. You can make the argument that you know, even Waldron struggled a little bit, that Michael King maybe of late has been the most consistent Padres starting pitcher over the last month or so.
He did. This dude really did say yesterday, Paulie, that Julio had been...
Yeah, 620 OPS.
Remember, I was knocking on the wood. Yeah, how that worked?
It was just true. I didn't make a prediction. I just said he has not been good offensively.
You said I thought we're going to hold him in check.
I did not say that.
And continue to keep him.
Sucks.
He's terrible.
He has struggled, which was true. Now it's no longer true.
No. I think I'm going to go with reverse jinx. There's no way the Padres win this game today.
See, nice.
No chance.
Zero
no
chance.
No. Going off a cliff.
Did you think they had a chance yesterday? I didn't really think they
really
had much of a chance yesterday.
I was hoping for one of those fun miracle.
It's baseball.
He doesn't have it. Games and
it's baseball. I was not overly optimistic about yesterday's game.
Nor was I.
I was like, maybe Adam Mazur can have one of his better starts and keep them around long enough where they can pull one out. But that was not the kind of game I was expecting.
I thought
the Padres
you nailed
to
it
win
earlier when you said you could just tell as soon as he walked the first batter, we're not winning this game. Unfortunately, he shouldn't be there. He's out of necessity pitching in the big leagues before he's ready. I feel for the guy, but it's so true. Like, you know, if Dylan Cease gives up a first inning home run, he can still have 12 strikeouts that day and absolutely keep you in the ballgame.
By the way,
you're
Dylan Cease will almost 100%
almost give up.
I wish I loved anything as much as he loved giving up first inning home runs.
Yeah. You know, and it probably will be the last time we see Adam Mazur, at least for a while. Not going to pitch again before the All-Star break, and they hopefully won't need him again anytime soon after the break, depending on trades and health of other players. But they've got to come up with a different option right now. You know, he can't be their fifth starter going forward. And I think the expectation is that he won't be. That this is the last you'll see of Adam Mazur for a while. And hopefully he goes down and pitches well in the minors and really earns a promotion. And not just,
we're so desperate
we don't have anybody else. But earn your way back up to the big leagues the second time. Been a lot of guys who have gone on to great careers that did not do well their first time around in the big leagues.
Hell, look at Ryan over there. A lot of guys get sent down to the minors and figure it out.
What about him?
What about him? Yeah.
Can you
see that?
Can you see that?
Yeah, they look good. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you. I don't feel bad for the kid, but he's got big league experience under his belt. And you know, hopefully it motivates him to come back and get a taste of more and be more successful.
We will be back tomorrow, not just for the 6 to 10, but don't forget, you can tune in tomorrow and every Thursday at 10 a.m. for 97.3 The Fan's commercial-free Padres Roundtable featuring Ben and Woods, minus the Woods this week, yes. Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. As honest as that devil down in Georgia.
Right.
All right, that's it for us. Annie and Elston coming up next for Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody. So my son yesterday, my older son, not the one who's celebrating the birthday today.
Happy 19th, Graham.
Said he wasn't listening to the show, but saw on our TikTok account the impromptu karaoke edition of you playing John Fogerty and me singing out center field yesterday. And he said, that was surprisingly good by both of you.
A song that you said you don't like but got way into singing.
Well, I'm not going to give it a half effort. If you're going to play guitar and you told me you wanted me to sing, I'm going to jump in and do my best. But as I said, it's not my favorite song. And you put me on the spot to sing it. And he said, I was surprised. That was pretty good, actually.
People are very surprised we have a TikTok. Yeah, I haven't. I've never logged into it. Polly puts stuff
I assume
on there.
It's been Polly who's been putting things out
well,
there.
Well, it's not me and Polly, it's not you.
That I'm worried who's in charge of our TikTok.
Yes.
I didn't see that on our Twitter feed yesterday.
Did it not go out? I don't know. Instagram.
Yeah, I missed it on the Twitter feed, but it was on Instagram and TikTok.
I would like a Ben and Woods karaoke night. That'd be a really fun night out. Really, really fun.
Add it to the list.
Born came out today. Born again, there's new grass on the field.
He was like, yeah, really excited.
Third, heading for home. It's a brown-eyed, handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel.
Pause. He's doing the accent again.
The Texas Rangers?
The Texas Rangers.
Isn't that part of singing?
Everyone can understand.
It's kind of a country-ish song. I mean, you know. CCR, there's a bit of country twang to John Fogerty.
Why are you doing this against Southern Bend?
Well, I'm doing it because it's time to give away some tickets to John
Fogerty.
The
Texas Rangers. Everyone
John Fogerty at the Rainy Shell on September 4th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But if you want to win a pair, be the fourth caller right now, 833-288-0973. John Fogerty.
Why are you Irish now?
97.3, the fun.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
There it is.
It's incredible.
Call now, 833-288-0973. Paulie will answer the phones.
97.3. I love Southern Bend so much. I don't know where this has come from.
The Texas Rangers.
Texas. It's just brilliant. Brilliant.
Texas. Let's check traffic, give Paulie a chance to answer a phone or two, and we'll come back with today's Padres matchup and a little more to wrap things up here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. One more against the Seattle Mariners before the Atlanta Braves come to town this weekend. Of course, you think of Atlanta, you think of the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
So good.
Charlie Daniels Band.
Chicken in the bread pan picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no. Is that how it goes? No. Chicken in the bread pan. Oh, he's talking about
it. I don't even know. He talks so fast. I don't really know all the lyrics, but.
Chicken in the bread pan picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no. So good.
That's the fiddle right there.
Probably play a little
Which is just what they call the violin in the South.
That's what we call the violin.
The fiddle.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the Braves are coming to town this weekend. First, though. One more against the Mariners today. 3:40. There it is.
That is not the devil went down.
It's not.
That is one of my. Oh God, I saw stars. That's one of my favorite sound clips that we've ever played.
Just that one.
Yeah, it's so good. All right, what's happening?
So we got 3:40. First pitch. Sammy Leavitt with the. There it is.
It's your soul.
I kind of like the other one.
I feel like the devil plays fair in the song, at least.
He does.
He knows when he's been beat.
Yeah, he knows when he...
And he gives up that fiddle made of gold to Johnny.
He had the power to say, I'm the devil.
I
I'm
know.
Taking
it's like, I think I won.
Curse
I,
you,
know, I think sorry. I won. I'm taking your soul. But now he knew he had been beat.
Yeah, sorry. It's like I tell Bo, I'm the dad. That's why I get to do this. I'm the dad.
It's a pretty honorable devil in that song.
Very much so.
He knows he's been beat.
Ben and Woods.
Johnny's the best that's ever been.
Ben and Woods devil supporters, apparently.
So, yeah, we got Eco Water SoCal pregame show at 2:40 this afternoon. Kind of an unusual start time for the finale to this quick two-game series. And again, it's a two-gamer because the Padres will go up to Seattle later this season to finish their natural rivalry four-game series against the Mariners. Bryce Miller, not the UT columnist, but the pitcher for the Mariners on the mound, 6-7, 3.84 ERA. Michael King. For the Padres, 7-5, 3-5-1. And Michael King's been throwing pretty well lately.
He has.
They'll need a nice effort from him today as they look to snap their three-game losing streak, get back, and one more win at least assures a winning record prior to the All-Star break.
I'd like
to do better than that.
Me too.
Don't want him to be just hovering a game above 500, but better than a long losing streak going into the break. So,
would we put up more than six runs off of the UT's Bryce Miller? Is what I want to know. Or is he below hitting speed? But this Bryce Miller that we're going to be facing today is they have this They have these guys on the Seattle Mariners. I mean, again, you want to, if I know they scored some runs last night. If this team had an offense, they do have the pitching that could propel them, Ben, to a World Series if healthy. They've got, this dude is a six pitch pitcher, velo guy. I mean, he's four seamer, sinker, split finger, sweeper, is mostly what you're going to see. And he does mix in, a cutter, a knuckle curve, and a slider, very little, but he's a four-seam, two-seam guy, and the splitty is pretty nasty as well. The sweeper will get you. I mean, he's basically a four-pitch pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the numbers say whatever you want. He hasn't been good away from, he's been great in Seattle and poor away from Seattle, 2-4 with a 6.28 ERA in road
95,
games.
But you know, 95 max.
He's got good stuff. Yep. I mean, you know, the reason the Mariners are in first place is because of their pitching,
not
because of their offense. I concerning that they got both, the, you know, Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh both feeling good going into the game today. That's just going to make Michael King's job a little bit tougher, because both of those guys had big games yesterday and are probably coming in with a little bit of confidence. What's Cal Raleigh's nickname again?
I don't know.
Big Dumper.
Got two home runs yesterday. One off, of course, Major, the other off Yuki Matsui later in the game. But, you know, they got the back end of their bullpen, Estrada, Suarez.
Played yesterday too, didn't
Yeah.
Yeah, but back into the bullpen is rested and ready to go. If Michael King can give him, you know, six innings, six plus, what he's been doing lately, no reason why the Padres can't win this game and, you know, end the losing streak at three. Nip it in the bud.
Offense got to show up today, certainly. And you know, I guess I didn't really have – I kind of understood last night with Logan Gilbert. Like you said, I mean, he was you look up and you're 0-2. If you're not up there looking for a first punt and try to get a knock on, you looked up your 0-2. He was around the plate all night. He had 80-some-odd pitches in the eighth inning. And it was just like, all right, well, clearly this is not our night at all. And that's after getting touched up a little bit by Crony. I mean, it just he was all around the plate, didn't walk. And he walked Higashioka, I think that was it, right? And he was just dominant. So, hey, man, move on, flush it, go out and win today, split the series.
And, you know, we did see that. Even as much as he struggled, Adam Mazur did strike out six yesterday. The Mariners strike out more than any other team in baseball. Michael King can get some strikeouts too. I mean, this is a lineup that Michael King should be able to, you know, get some swing and miss on and hopefully take advantage. You just got to avoid what Adam Mazur did, is, you know, the home runs, the big damage in, you know, certain innings. And, you know, Michael King certainly has the capability to do that and has done that much better here over the last couple of months of the season. You can make the argument that you know, even Waldron struggled a little bit, that Michael King maybe of late has been the most consistent Padres starting pitcher over the last month or so.
He did. This dude really did say yesterday, Paulie, that Julio had been
620 OPS.
Remember, I was knocking on the wood. Yeah. Yep. How that works.
It was just true. I didn't make a prediction. I just said he has not been good offensively.
You said, I thought we're going to hold him in check.
I did not say that.
And
I
continue said, to keep him.
Sucks.
He's terrible.
I
he's
said
overrated.
He has struggled, which was true. Now it's no longer true.
No. I think I'm going to go with reverse jinx. There's no way the Padres win this game today.
See, nice.
No chance.
Zero
no
chance.
No. Going off the cliff.
Did you think they had a chance yesterday? I didn't really think they
really
had much of a
either.
Chance yesterday.
I was hoping
I mean,
for one of those
course.
Fun miracle.
It's baseball.
He doesn't have it. Games and
it's baseball. I was not overly optimistic about yesterday's game. I was like, maybe Adam Mazur can have one of his better starts and keep them around long enough where they can pull one out. But that was not the kind of game I was expecting.
I thought
the Padres
you nailed
to
it
win
earlier when you said you could just tell as soon as he walked the first batter, we're not winning this game. And that
deflating.
Is, unfortunately, it just look, he shouldn't be there. He's out of necessity pitching in the big leagues before he's ready. I feel for the guy, but it's so true. Like, you know, if Dylan Cease gives up first inning home run, he could still have 12 strikeouts that day and absolutely keep you in the ballgame.
By the way,
you're
Dylan
worried.
Cease will almost 100%
always give up
I wish
first
I loved
first
anything as much as he loved giving up first inning home runs.
You know, and it probably will be the last time we see Adam Mazur, at least for a while. Not going to pitch again before the All-Star break, and they hopefully won't need him again anytime soon after the break, depending on trades and health of other players. But they've got to come up with a different option right now. You know, he can't be their fifth starter going forward. And I think the expectation is that he won't be. That the last you'll see of Adam Major for a while. And hopefully he goes down and pitches well in the minors and earns, really earns a promotion. And not just,
we're so desperate
we don't have anybody else. But earn your way back up to the big leagues the second time. Then a lot of guys who have gone on to great careers that did not do well their first time around in the big leagues.
Hell, look at Ryan over there. A lot of guys get sent down to the minors and figure it out.
What about him?
What about him? Yeah.
Can you
see that?
Can you see that?
Yeah, they look good. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you. I don't feel bad for the kid, but he's got big league experience under his belt, and you know, hopefully it motivates him to come back and get a taste of more and be more successful.
We will be back tomorrow, not just for the 6 to 10, but don't forget, you can tune in tomorrow and every Thursday at 10 a.m. for 97.3 The Fan's commercial-free Padres Roundtable featuring Ben and Woods, minus the Woods this week, yes. Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. As honest as that devil down in Georgia.
Right.
All right, that's it for us. Annie and Elston coming up next for Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.